Great to have you aboard. This is SB Nation Radio. Jason Gotts rolling along with you. It's that time of year. The Stanley Cup playoffs are underway and already we've got some surprising results in. So for more on the Stanley Cup playoffs, we roll right out to our guest line. We're pleased to be joined by Mary Clark. She covers the NHL for SB Nation. You can follow her on Twitter. Her handle is at Mary C. Clark, and that's Clark with an E. Mary, really appreciate your time. Great to have you on the program and welcome aboard.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice to be here.
Let's talk about the Blackhawks. I'm based in Chicago, and I've got to admit, I didn't see this coming. I thought the Predators might play them tough for a game or two, but here we speak, and the Blackhawks are on the brink of playoff elimination. They trail the Predators in the series 3-0. So my question is, what is going on with the Blackhawks in this series?
Well, it's quite incredible that the Blackhawks are down 3-0 in the series to the Predators. They have not been able to score. They were only able to score two goals in their game on Monday. And before that, they were shut out by Nashville's goaltender, Pekka Rinne, who has run previously in the playoffs. He's run hot and cold. He can either be really hot and really on his game, or when he's cold, he is cold. And soft goals get past him all the time. But in this series, he has shut down the Blackhawks. And it's been quite incredible to watch because nobody had thought that the Blackhawks, with all their scoring talent, Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, Artemi Panarin, all of them, that they've been pointless until Monday night. And it started to get better, but then they were stunned in overtime by the Predators, so in Game 3, so now they're on the brink of elimination.
So, Mary, I got a follow-up because I heard Toews after the game, and he said, hey, you know, we've been here before. We didn't get it done, but a few years ago against Vancouver, we trailed 3-0, and we forced overtime in Game 7. Do you think this series is over, or do the Blackhawks, with all those talented players that you said, do they have the ability, if you take it one game at a time, every sports cliche I can dig up out of the old box, that maybe they could actually make this a series again?
I mean, it's very possible, but the only problem is not many teams in the NHL have come back from a 3-0 deficit in a series. I think only three or four maybe in NHL history have done it. It is possible. The Blackhawks have the talent to do it. I mean, you look up and down the roster, and it's incredible the amount of guys that can produce points and can put up good defense, and Corey Crawford is great in net. It's just they've been outplayed, and the Predators' defense has been suffocating to their top guys. So it's possible, and if they do take it one game at a time, but it's going to be tough. The Predators have all the momentum going, and you can say momentum does or does not have like an effect on certain games, but the Predators are going to be rocking. Nashville is going to be rocking for Game 4. So they've got an uphill battle to climb, certainly.
Let's talk next about the Capitals and the Maple Leafs, because this is almost like the old movie Groundhog Day. Every year we're here. Every year the Capitals are a team that has one of the best records or the best record with the most points in the NHL, and it seems there's always playoff disappointment. Now, they're only down 2-1 to the Maple Leafs, but should Capitals fans be concerned yet again?
It is kind of concerning to see, especially the Maple Leafs. Coming into the playoffs, many people expected the Capitals to roll on the Maple Leafs. The Maple Leafs are young. They have no playoff experience. But that also means they have nothing to lose. They're playing without money. So they've got Austin Matthews, who leads the league in rookie points. He's had 40 goals in his rookie season. And they have nothing to lose. And the Capitals, it might be time to start worrying just a little bit if Washington can't put up a good effort in Game 4 in Toronto. Then it's definitely starting to get worrying, because Toronto has taken them to overtime for three straight games. So these kids have a lot of fight in them, and they are fast, and they are skilled, and it's something that the Capitals have to be prepared for coming into Game 4, or they're going to come into Game 5 in an elimination game back in Washington.
Mary, is there any reason this happens year in and year out with the Capitals? I know it's a big picture question, but you would think that one year they'd finally be able to break through, and maybe this will be the year, but is there anything you see with the roster, with the coaching, that you say, well, maybe they need to do something a little different?
I feel like a lot of the Capitals in years past have kind of gotten unlucky, especially with the playoff format. The way the current playoff format goes is it prioritizes divisional matchups and rivalries over seeding the first seed with like the 8th seed like it was previously. So this matchup kind of is unfavorable to the higher up seeds because they have to play better teams coming in. And I mean, the Capitals are playing the Maple Leafs at the 8th seed, but in the past years that they've had to run through the Penguins last year, and they got beaten by the Penguins. So a little bit they've been a bit unlucky. And it's also just weird hockey voodoo. In hockey, it's weird because the President's Trophy winners, the team with the most points at the end of the year, doesn't often win the Stanley Cup. And the playoffs are a dice roll. Like, it's incredible how teams can come out and finish. And it's so weird. It's so weird that teams that finish eighth can win the Stanley Cup. So it is a bit concerning for the Capitals, and they have been down the throat before. But, they've kind of gotten unlucky, and it's just kind of been bad dice rolls, I think, for them.
Mary Clark is our guest. She covers the NHL for SB Nation. She's with me, Jason Gotch, all across the country on SB Nation Radio. Give Mary a follow on Twitter. Her handle is at Mary C. Clark with an E on the last name Clark. Mary, let's move to the St. Louis Blues next, because you talk about the playoffs being crazy and the regular season being so much different. Midseason, Jake Allen looked like a goalie who couldn't stop a puck that I shot at him, and I've never played organized hockey. And here we are a few months later, and this guy's looking like he should be the lifetime Vezina Trophy winner. So my question for you on the Blues is how dangerous is this team, and why have they had this turnaround? What's happened to Jake Allen to make him look so good?
I mean, it's the playoffs. Anything can happen. A goalie gets hot, and they do what the Blues have done. They have shut down the Wild completely. And it's incredible because the Wild were, midway through the season, looking like a team that could roll their way to the Stanley Cup Final in the West. Devin Dubnyk was, and still is, technically, part of the Vezina Trophy conversation, though he may have probably been beaten out by Sergei Bobrovsky because he had a very mediocre, like, last half of the season. But Jake Allen, he had to have a mental break for a few games in the middle of the season. His confidence was that low, but ever since then, he's started to come back and really roll, and he's been hot. And, I mean, the Blues have a very talented roster. They were able to take out the Blackhawks in round one last year. They changed up their coach this year. It's Mike Yeo from, he was the Minnesota Wild coach last year. So it's pretty crazy. They've got Vladimir Tarasenko. They are missing Kevin Shattenkirk on their blue line, but the way they've been rolling now, it's pretty incredible to see.
Mary, one final question for you. I want to ask you about the Eastern Conference, because the Penguins look good early here in the postseason in their series against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Do you look at Pittsburgh as a favorite in the Eastern Conference and to win the Stanley Cup again, or do you just look at this as a first-round series and they're off to a good start?
Oh, it's tough. The Penguins have experienced real tough luck this year. Last year, they came into the playoffs rolling. They had a bottom six that was producing incredibly. And this year, they come in really banged up on defense, and their bottom six hasn't produced as much. But the thing is, the Penguins have some real good depth up top that has been playing with Sidney Crosby that has made their top six so deadly. And Matt Murray right now is currently injured, and Marc-Andre Fleury has been playing. So it's incredible to see that the Penguins have so much depth, and they're still able to roll on the Blue Jackets like they have. So if they do end up making it to the next round, it is very possible that they could go all the way back to the Stanley Cup Final. They will, however, have to face either a Capitals team that has been bruised up by the Maple Leafs, or the young Maple Leafs team with nothing to lose, or they could face the Canadiens, the Montreal Canadiens, and they've got Carey Price. So there's a lot of roadblocks still in their way, but if they get out of this series, it's looking like it's very possible they could contend again for another Stanley Cup.
Mary, great information. Really appreciate the time, and I look forward to having you on the program again.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jason.
There she goes, Mary Clark from SB Nation, covers the NHL. Follow her on Twitter at Mary C. Clark. That's Clark with an E is her Twitter handle. It's Jason Gotch rolling along with you. Back with more right after this.